welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Hallelujah. So you can go over to 2 Chronicles because I've really been trying to get through this, and the more I try to get through it, the more trouble I get into. Does that make sense? Because I'm stuck now on this prayer, and there's so much about it, there's no way I could exhaust the topic, nor do I intend to, but there's so much about prayer that I want to share with you, and then we'll get on to the praise aspect. Say the praise aspect. I want you to understand something about prayer. Prayer is not just asking God for things. So many times we think that. Well, I have this need and I have that need. That's great. But it's much more than that, and I can't get into this now. I'm going to get into it at a later time. But I want you to understand a greater aspect of prayer is when we learn how to pray in the Spirit. If we learn how to pray in the Spirit, then we become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. If we just throw up prayers all the time and God wants us, he said, if you have prayer, go ahead and pray it. He knows what we have need of before we even say so. But I'm talking about Jesus had a relationship with the Father, and his Spirit was sensitive to what the Father wanted was because he spent time in his presence. When the Bible says pray without ceasing, say pray without ceasing. That means you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying, and as you're going along from one moment to the next to the next, the Spirit of God can speak to you. Say, he can speak to me. My brother was sharing with me that he went to some house to pray with somebody who needed prayer. And you know, that's no problem. And when he got there, the first thing he did was he smelled natural gas. And the person in the house, I don't smell anything. They'd been there so long, didn't smell it. So he calls the right people. They come over and red tagged and found that there was a little leak somewhere. And the man said that if he had waited another 24 hours or so, that place might have just gone up along with him. But he was just going to pray with somebody, and he's sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit that he said, there's something wrong in this place, and make the right call and save the man's life and still prayed for him. Hallelujah. See, in being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, praying in the Spirit is one of the best things you and I can do as we walk through this life. Things are changing so quickly around us, we need to hear from God on a moment-by-moment basis. Say that, on a moment-by-moment basis. Amen. So how many of you are in 2 Chronicles? Good. 20th chapter. It says this. Let's look at it again. There's a problem. Say, there's a problem. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers are coming against Israel. And what's the first thing the man of God does is that he does what? Say, pray. Now, somebody speaks up in the middle of this. If you look at the 14th verse, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel. And that word means God reveals and God sees. In Old Testament, the Holy Ghost came upon somebody and they spoke because he could see and he could what? All right. That's Old Testament covenant. But we're in a New Testament covenant. Say New Testament. And where's that Holy Spirit now? Because the Holy Spirit came upon him. But now where's the Holy Spirit? He's on the inside of us. So when we pray, we're mixing what? The Holy Ghost in there. And the Holy Ghost will speak words of wisdom and answers to prayer even before we get them out of our mouth. Say, I have the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. Now, sometimes when we pray, we don't see answers to prayer. And because we're not mature enough in Christ, we think that God has failed because he hasn't answered. But what does Hebrews say? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, when you pick the Bible up, the Bible is really another way of saying Jesus, because the Word became what? Flesh and dwelt among us. So, if Jesus is the same yesterday, that makes his Word the same yesterday. Today, that makes his Word the same today. And what? And forever, that makes his Word what? The same. The Bible says in Psalms that his Word is forever what? Settled. Where? The problem is, it's not settled down here on earth inside of us. Because when we don't see God do something when we pray, And sometimes we can pray religious prayers like we talked about out of Acts when they were praying for Peter to get out of jail. And then when he shows up, they didn't believe it. One of the worst things can be is a believer who doesn't believe. How do you know? Well, when they pray for something, it happens, say, I don't believe it. That's a believer with unbelief. Amen? When we pray, the Bible says what? He already knows what we have need of before we even pray. If we pray according to his word, what's going to happen? The answer will be revealed, but the answer was already there. Say, it's already there. So if Jesus doesn't change, what changes? We think the bigger the problem, the less chance God has of answering it for us. There's no such thing as big or little in heaven. The Bible says, with faith, what can you do? Move mountains. The word faith, when Jesus talked about it, he says, if you have faith as small as a... How many of you know how small a mustard seed is? Very small. There's a fact that you cannot hybrid a mustard seed. How many of you have gone by and tried to buy a watermelon? When I was a kid, it took two people to carry the watermelon out. How many of you remember that? But man always has a better way. No, he doesn't. Say, God never changes. I may change, but God's word never changes. So if we can understand a simple thing, that when we pray, God's answers are already there, and we're just taking them off the shelf. They've been there right along. God doesn't change. His word never, say, never changes. Say, it never changes. We've got to pray without ceasing. What does that mean? I find myself just praying in the Spirit, just driving and walking around, just praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because I'm constantly in a place of communion and fellowship with God. Well, how did you get there? I've been working on it, and I still am working on it. Listen, one of the reasons we can't see the results when we pray is we forget about who we are. Say, who we are in Christ Jesus. Turn to your neighbor. Say, do you know who you are? But the answer is, do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? We are God's creation. Say, we are God's creation. And you and I must know who we are, because one of the verses in the Bible says that we are heirs and partakers of what Christ has done. He has all the riches and glory. We're sons of God. Wow. But sometimes what happens is, in the midst of, quote, a problem or a issue we don't know what to do with, when we pray, because of a lack of knowledge of who we really are, say, who we are, it sometimes stops the prayer on our part of being answered. Now, I want to give you what I call the big three. Say, the big three. Here's three reasons why things don't work in our lives. Are you ready for it? First of all, ignorance. When it comes to the word of God, say ignorance. A lack of knowledge of God's word and God's will keep us, listen to me, in poverty, both in the natural and the realm of the spirit. We can't be ignorant of what God's word says. My neighbor years ago, when he was just a kid, now he's grown up with family, and we were across the street from them, and his parents were out of town, and he was lighting the grill to cook some hamburgers. But he did something he was ignorant of. Turned the gas on and never lifted the lid. Well, when he lit it, the lid lifted. And when he came over, we saw the explosion. He came over, all his eyebrows were just singed right off. Say, that's ignorance. I bought my first grill ever. I was so happy and excited. And I put it on, it wouldn't work. So I went back to the store. I said, this grill isn't working. Put the whole thing together. Here's the direction. Call the company. My grill isn't working. Do you have gas in the tank? You mean you guys don't put it in? No, you have to put it in. I must have missed page 11 or something like that. When I filled it up with gas, guess what happened? It worked. You can be ignorant, and I can be ignorant. And if we are, we won't get the best that God has for us. Amen? Glory to God. Say, ignorance of God's word. The only thing I can tell you that I tell myself every day, the priority for me when I get up is to get the word of God in my eye gate and then get it into my spirit. I said, get the word of God in my eye gate and get it into my spirit. If not, we can be flat and not able to speak the promises of God because we don't even believe that they exist. What held Israel back from getting into the promised land? Unbelief. Remember I said the word unbelief in the Greek means disobedience. So when we're disobedient to, guess what? God's word, we can't get the promises that he has for us. Here's another one. I call them the big three. This is the unbelief. We just talked about it for a minute. If there's ignorant of God's word, we can come into a place of unbelief where we're disobedient to what God's word says because it doesn't seem to be working. Listen, if somebody's praying and not getting an answer, and they say to you, I've been praying and nothing's happened, and we go by that answer instead of the word, we're in trouble. When God's word says you're healed, you're healed. Healing is a process, a process. A miracle is right now, instantaneous, right on the spot. So there's a difference between the two. Do you remember that? Healing is a process. You may pray for somebody, had someone pray for you or pray for yourself, and healing is a process that begins. How many of you ever cut your finger or cut something? Do you immediately see it? Wow, it's gone. It takes time for your body to do what? Heal. In the Garden of Eden, if there was anything that happened to their physical bodies, their bodies were made to heal themselves. When I say the word over myself, over my family, my wife the other day had a pain somewhere. I forget where it was. She said, pray for me. I prayed for her and the pain left right away. Why? Because my expectation is that when I pray, God's there to hear me and he'll answer that. Because the Bible says Jesus, through his stripes, brought healing into my body and into the body of Christ. Say amen. Amen. But there are some people, ignorant, unbelief. Well, I don't believe that. Well, then don't. You catch the next train. I'm on the express. I'm on the express train of the word of God that if it says it, I have faith to believe it. Amen. Remember what I started to say about a hybrid? You can't take a mustard seed and you can't put another seed and make it into something else. Faith, say faith, can't be mixed with another seed. Unbelief's a seed. Now listen, last one, disobedience. Disobedience, I wrote it down in a definition, it's a failure to obey and to put into practice God's laws, God's principles. See, our life needs to be filled with a lot of neverthelesses. Jesus, every single day, spending time with the Father, heard what he said, even when he may not have understood it sometimes in a human being form, he said, yes, Father, I'll do whatever. In the Garden of Gethsemane, we find his humanity coming out. God, if there's another way to get this done, take this cup from me. And then, comma, but nevertheless, God knows in our humanity sometimes, in our weakness, we may say things that don't line up with his word. But he'll give us time to take a deep breath and say, but nevertheless, according to your word. That's a description of Mary when the angel Gabriel came to her. Mary, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. She says, I don't understand it. But nevertheless, God, whatever you say, I believe. Because with God, say with God, all things are possible. Say all things. Say it again, all things. What does all mean? There's a Greek rendering of that word. I don't know if you know it. All. See, there are so many things that will disrupt our prayers getting to heaven, but they've already gotten through. But when it tries to come back down, it looks like, well, not going to work. Say this with me. It always works because it's always already done.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.